Hey, it's the Once Pinball Pinball Podcast. My name's Nate Stellhorn. I'm fired up. Just that's a more of a warning than anything. It's a warning. But if you aren't interested in hearing from someone who's a little bit fired up, turn this fucking podcast off right now. Don't listen. You got 3 seconds to turn it off. All right. Once Pinball Pinball Podcast, this is the only pinball podcast that's always over in under 3 minutes. We only record this damn thing one time, whether I'm fired up or not, whether I'm not fired up, whether I'm doused in water. I guess that'd be the opposite of fired up. That's stupid. That's really stupid. One recording of this fucking thing. I'm swearing, too. Three things this podcast is about. Gortley the Humanoid Pickle. Mascot of Lentz Pinball, 92nd and Foster, deep southeast Portland, at the Zed, at Humdinger Pizza, at Shifter's Bar. I need to give Shifter's some love, y'all. Shifter's is kind of shit right now. My dog Harold, the cutest boy, the sweetest boy, it was cold last night, and he slept in the bed with me all night, which was kind of cool. Usually he sleeps in the bed for a little bit and then leaves. All night long, had a dog in the bed. And number three, pinball. All right, here's why I'm fired up. I won. My team won. I'm not saying I. My team won the Howdy Partner tonight at Wedgehead. And it was a ridiculous team effort like I've never seen before in my life. There was a tiebreaker. I got to play the final tiebreaker. We pulled it off. Here's the rundown. Let me paint you this picture. Let me tell you this story. We played 5 games. The first 2 games for me were terrible. I couldn't even flip. Then I got a pep talk, got my head out of my ass. Last 3 games, I played really well. Everybody else played pretty well every game. Mark, Allison, myself, and Emily. Emily's my neighborhood buddy. Mark carried us on T3. Emily had a great game on T3, too. And I had an okay game. Allison had an okay game. I carried us on Sopranos. I felt like I had so much control over the ball. Put up the number one score. Got on the board, but felt so good about ball control. I did 3 Bing multi-balls and 3 Stugatz multi-balls. It was huge. Almost made underboss. Allison carried us with second. Had a killer game. And then Mark and Emily, not as good, but not bad. And then Black Knight. Mark carried us on Black Knight. I had a terrible game. Allison and Emily had okay games. So those 3 games combined tied us with Elizabeth's team. And so we did a final on Cheetah. And my team was like, Nate, you have to play it, which felt really good, first off. I was ahead through the first 2 balls. And then Elizabeth had a huge ball 3. I had 250,000. She finished with 750. Ish, I think. Maybe 680, maybe 700. In that range. 650 to 780. That's the range I'm sticking with. And I was intimidated. I was like, shit, this is bad. And I had a huge ball. 2x bonus multiplier. Fully stacked 100k bonus. Hit the bonus collect shot. Then drained. Collected 200k bonus. Ended with 800. Won. Felt good. I was wearing my cowboy hat, too. That's the thing. After those first 2 games, when I got the pep talk, I threw my cowboy hat on. I wasn't wearing it. I was wearing a green Lentz pinball hat. Threw my cowboy hat on. That made a world of difference. I ate a burrito. That made a world of difference. But that team was so fun. We were hooting and hollering. We were, like, having way too much fun. I coached a little bit, like you're supposed to as a captain. But everybody was coaching everybody. Everybody was high-fiving, jumping up and down and shit. I don't know. This Howdy Partner thing's too much. It's too much fun. And I got my picture on the wall. I got another bumper sticker. Sometimes you just gotta get a pep talk, get some good info, and your whole mindset can flip, and then you can win freaking Howdy Partner. So make sure you got a pep talker. I don't know why I'm trying to, like, I shouldn't try to teach a life lesson on any episode. Jesus Christ. Lentz Pinball Pinball Podcast. Our slogan is, you will not learn a fucking life lesson. Not once. Never.